I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The European Union just dumped 9 million euro on Haiti's food shortage. About a quarter of the population faces some kind of food security problem, and with it came desperation and crime. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says security issues forced them to make a tough call with their food program. They opted to pour the resources into their burn clinic instead. DeHart says they serve Haiti as the hands and feet of Christ in a bleak situation.
Pray for all of Haiti. It is just so sad what is happening, and the people are so helpless to change it. There's going to be a lot of people die before it gets turned around. So we need to touch as many souls as we can.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And over the last several years, we've covered various stories with regard to blasphemy charges. But one of the most remarkable has been Ahmed's story, a believer living in Pakistan. Bruce Allen with FMI provides a recap.
October of 2017, this highly influential and strategically placed ministry leader inside Pakistan was falsely charged with blasphemy, which in Pakistan is a capital offense. So had he been convicted of those charges, even though they were false, he could have been executed.
Fatwas calling for his death are still in place in Pakistan, but earlier this month, Ahmed and his family landed in the United States for a temporary relocation. Ask God to ease their transition and to help them find food which reminds them of home. Find the full update on Ahmed and his family, along with what comes next, at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.